Today, there is a bunch of interesting things happening in the cryptocurrency world. The first being Augur going live this evening today. Whenever you might be watching this, Augur should be live. It is one of the initial Ethereum projects, one of the larger, most well-funded ones as of now. And I think there is a lot to kind of unpack and to watch when Augur does go live. So I'm excited about that. Also, there was an exchange hacking, but this time a decentralized exchange hacking. Bancor was hacked for over 20, or about actually almost right on the dot, 25,000 Ether, about $12 million worth of Ethereum of ETH. So we'll talk a little bit about that, what that means. And then want to give a shout out to my guys over at Cityblock Capital. So we'll talk a little bit about some of the work that I'm doing there now. So pretty pumped about that. But hopping into everything over on Nomix. So looking at the entire just market as a whole, the crypto asset market is down about 2%. We've dropped a little over $5 billion from the market capitalization of the entire market over the past 24 hours or so. Bitcoin has held pretty steady for the most part. And not too much crazy fluctuation, at least in terms of the crypto market within the past 24 hours. But one of the things, like I said, that I'm really excited about, that I'm really keeping an eye on here is Augur. So if you're not familiar, Augur is one of the initial Ethereum projects, and it is supposed to be a decentralized prediction marketplace, essentially, where you can, if you want to call it predictions, if you want to call it gambling, whatever you want to call it. But basically, you can go and you can predict or potentially predict and place wagers, place bets, place prediction bets on whether it's the next election, whether it's some type of statistic about a cryptocurrency, if it's a hedge bet, there should be an opportunity to kind of place bets on basically anything in a really interesting fashion. And like I said, Augur is one of the initial Ethereum projects out there. They were one of the first ever ICOs, and they got a lot of flack in many cases because they took so long to go live, and they're actually going live today night. So you might be watching this, so check out augur.net. It's not ready yet to play around with, but once it does, I'm excited to play around with it, see how things look, see how things feel. I do think that this is potentially something that could be a massive benefit to the Ethereum ecosystem and to the cryptocurrency ecosystem as a whole. So I am wishing the best for Augur, but I'm going to pop over here too. So this is on Token Daily, which is a website that I've had a kind of an Ask Me Anything on before. But Suna at Token Daily actually asked Joey Krug, who is the one of the chief investment, basically the chief investment officer over at Pantera Capital, which is one of the larger crypto asset funds, but also the kind of lead dev behind Augur, and then said what the question was, what have been the major bottlenecks in getting the project launched? Because this is something, like I said, that's taken years and years, and there's a lot of people that have said, hey, why is this not live yet? You raised all this money, or you raised money. Why have you not delivered anything? Why has this not gone on? And I thought the answer was really interesting. It also kind of goes over to the point of what we're going to talk about with Bancor in a second as well. But Joey Krug basically said, building on such nascent infrastructure, speaking about Ethereum, has taken a lot of time. In 2015, they published an alpha. So Augur has been around in development since 2014. They published their alpha 2015. 2016, they published a beta, and then in 2017, everything on the smart contract side literally had to be rewritten because there were a bunch of vulnerabilities in Serpent. Another factor he said is writing secure apps on Ethereum is really, really hard. It's like if NASA had to publish all the code for its rockets out in the open and anybody could try to send commands to the rockets mid-flight. So he said they've, you know, had to take a lot of time to do audits, bounties, statistic analysis, a lot of different things like that. And that is a really good point because probably actually at the time that Joey had mentioned this, at the time that Joey Krug had mentioned this, we see a couple different tweets come out in regards to Bancor, which is a decentralized liquidity network on Ethereum, and they're built on Ethereum. And we can see here that they recently tweeted this at about 1:35 p.m. Here's the latest update on the recent security breach. Earlier today, Bancor experienced a security breach. We take this incident very seriously, and we're committing resources to getting it resolved, blah, 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 blah. But essentially, when it breaks down to it, a wallet that they used to upgrade some of their smart contracts was compromised. The wallet, somebody withdrew Ethereum and BNT from the smart contract. They withdrew 25 1,000 Ethereum or ETH tokens, which is $12.5 million. And they also stole about $1 million of NPXS, as well as $10 million of BNT. Now, a couple different things that are interesting about this is, number one, they said that they actually froze the stolen BNT, that they had that within their smart contract in the Bancor protocol within the ERC-20 contract. They have the ability to freeze tokens. So the hackers stole $10 million worth of BNT, but those tokens were frozen. However, Bancor does not have the ability to freeze the $12 million worth of Ethereum. So they basically reached out to a bunch of exchanges and begged the cryptocurrency exchanges to say, hey, if this is coming from this address, if this is tied to this address, please don't accept this, so that they can't get liquidity to that, so they can't liquidate that Ethereum. So what are my thoughts on this just as a whole? Well, number one, with decentralization or with supposed decentralization, one of the big things, going back to Joey Krug's thought, one of the big things with decentralization or in a lot of these dApps is you are reliant on smart contracts. Smart contracts on Ethereum, and you could definitely say in other, in other networks as well, but specifically smart contracts in Ethereum have had major issues when it does come to smart contracts being live on mainnet and not being fully secure and having hackers gain access to money within that smart contract, or in the case of like the Parity wallet, freezing $100 million worth of money in a smart contract and just rendering it essentially useless. So there is a lot of things that go on when you talk about decentralization, and smart contracts are usually at the crux of it. You remove some of the central intermediaries, like you remove some of the human being element of it, but at the same point in time, you're also adding in this technical element. There isn't necessarily, if you interject a smart contract into the middle of an ecosystem, yes, there is no human there to make any mistakes. However, there is a human that's actually developing that smart contract. And if that smart contract is not properly secure, that is just as big or just as bad of a vulnerability as having a human intermediary within it. And I think Joey's point is just very clear when you look at how things ended up going with BNT. So this will be interesting to see how it pans out, because that's 25,000 ETH, $12 million. I don't know what's going to happen with the frozen BNT. That's $10 million. It's about $22 million hack. That is not insignificant by any stretch of nature. So we'll have to see how that ends up panning out on that side of the house too. But I'm keeping an eye on that, because I think there's been a lot of negative feedback to it, especially with the frozen funds. Although being able to freeze funds within an ERC-20 contract is supposed to be fairly commonplace. So who knows how that'll end up panning out, but definitely keeping an eye on the Bancor hacking. One thing too, I think in the last video, I talked a little bit about Tezos and myself considering an entry into Tezos or into XTZ. Silly me, when Tezos or XTZ was at $1.60 or so, I talked about maybe buying some OTC or buying some off some other folks. I did not do that. Tezos has popped nicely in the past 7 days. Really appears to have bottomed out pretty, looks like it had a pretty hard bottom out at around the $1.10 mark and has kind of moved up nicely since then. So still kind of evaluating a play on Tezos in the, in the medium in the short to medium term, seeing what might be the move there. But I think it's safe to say I recognized a decent opportunity and did absolutely nothing with it. So shame on me for not doing anything there, but definitely something that I'm again keeping an eye on here as we continue to look, because still think Tezos, in comparison to a lot of the other general platforms out there, is probably undervalued in comparison to the Ethereum Classics or in comparison to the Neos or some of the other ones. So I'm keeping an eye on that. And then lastly, too, just a quick shout out to my guys over at Cityblock Capital and the launch of their NYCQ token. So I have a really cool, this is just on a personal level, I have a really cool opportunity with this, with the NYCQ and Cityblock team. So basically what they're doing is they're creating a security token. They're creating a tokenized VC fund for the crypto asset industry to essentially invest in picks and shovels, or the actual infrastructure behind crypto, the crypto industry, crypto assets. And the way they're doing things is they're launching in individual cities, starting in New York and then San Francisco and LA in the US, and providing an opportunity for what they're calling investment partners to help essentially source deals and help them deploy the capital that they are raising. And in this fund, they're raising $10 million, and there are four investment partners. I myself am one of those investment partners that has a really cool opportunity to help deploy $10 million of capital that they are raising to invest in crypto assets. So I'm super excited about that. And not only that, but I get an opportunity to work with the team at CoVenture Crypto, which they are incredibly bright. It's a venture capital firm, kind of alternative asset venture capital firm that has a number of different areas of focus, but crypto is one of those areas. And I get a chance to work with Nikhil and Atit alongside, at least investing a little bit on alongside them. So I'm super excited about that opportunity to participate with that and to serve as an investment partner. It's a really fun opportunity for me to do that. If you by any chance to, not a shill or anything like that, but if by any chance you're interested in checking that out, I'll put a link to the blog post. They are actually going through the process of selling those security tokens, which are backed by the equity in those crypto startups. So you can check out some of the details there. It's in the U.S. It's for accredited investors, but abroad, it is not limited to it's not limited to accredited investors. You do not have to be accredited outside of the U.S. So pretty cool stuff that I'm excited about. Really awesome career opportunity for me to have an opportunity to deploy capital in this industry. I'm super excited about it. Helping to just continue to advance this industry more and more and more. So I'm really, really stoked about that. Outside of that, guys, like I said, I'm keeping an eye on what's happening with Bancor. I'm excited to play around with Augur tonight once it goes live to see how things happen with that. Trying to define a Tezos strategy, although if I keep sitting on my hands, it's probably going to go through the roof after I continue to wait and wait and wait like I always do. And then pumped to work with City Block Capital NYCQ or on their NYCQ security token as an investment partner alongside CoVenture and my co-founder Don from AirSwap. So really excited about that. Outside of that, guys, if you enjoyed the video, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Would really, really appreciate that. Helps to get this video out to as many people as possible. And if you're listening on the podcast, always appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.